Aaron Kochevar, Book 3, Chapter 11 of Bede's Ecclesiastical History of England. Chapter 11, How a Light from Heaven Stood All Night Over His Relics, and How Those Possessed with Devils Were Healed by Them. Among the rest, I think we ought not to pass over in silence the miracles and signs from heaven that were shown when King Oswald's bones were found and translated into the church where they are now preserved. This was done by the zealous care of Osrith, Queen of the Mercians, the daughter of his brother Oswy, who reigned after him and shall be said hereafter. There is a famous monastery in the province of Lindsey called Beardenow, which that queen and her husband Ethelred greatly loved and venerated, conferring upon it many honors. It was here that she was desirous to lay the revered bones of her uncle. When the wagon in which those bones were carried arrived towards evening at the aforesaid monastery, they that were in it were unwilling to admit them, because, though they knew him to be a holy man, yet as he was a native of another province, and had obtained the sovereignty over them, they retained their ancient aversion to him even after his death. Thus it came to pass that the relics were left in the open air all night, with only a large tent spread over the wagon which contained them, but it was revealed by a sign from heaven with how much reverence they ought to be received by all the faithful. For all night, a pillar of light reaching from the wagon up to heaven was visible in almost every part of the province of Lindsey. Hereupon, in the morning, the brethren of the monastery, who had refused it the day before, began themselves earnestly to pray that those holy relics, beloved by God, might be laid among them. Accordingly, the bones, being washed, were put into a shrine which they had made for that purpose, and placed in the church with due honor, and that there might be a perpetual memorial of the royal character of this holy man, they hung up over the monument his banner of gold and purple. Then they poured out the water in which they had washed the bones in a corner of the cemetery. From that time, the very earth which had received that holy water had the power of saving grace and casting out devils from the bodies of persons possessed. Lastly, when the aforesaid queen afterwards abode some time in that monastery, there came to visit her a certain venerable abbess, who is still living, called Ethelhild, the sister of the holy men Ethrewindwan, Aldwin, the first of whom was bishop in the province of Lindsey, the other abbot of the monastery of Pirtenau, not far from which was the monastery of Ethelhild. When this lady was come, in a conversation between her and the queen, the discourse, among other things, turned upon Oswald. She said that she had also that night seen the light over his relics reaching up to heaven. The queen thereupon added that the very dust of the pavement on which the water that washed the bones had been poured out had already healed many sick persons. The abbess thereupon desired that some of that health-bringing dust might be given her, and, receiving it, she tied it up in a cloth, and putting it into a casket, returned home. Some time after, when she was in her monastery, there came to it a guest, who was often in the night to be on a sudden grievously tormented with an unclean spirit. He, being hospitably entertained, when he had gone to bed after supper, was suddenly seized by the devil, and began to cry out, to gnash his teeth, to foam at the mouth, and to writhe and distort his limbs. None being able to hold or bind him, the servant ran, and knocking at the door, told the abbess. She, upon opening the monastery door, went out herself with one of the nuns to the men's apartment, and calling a priest, desired that he would go with her to the sufferer. Being come thither, and seeing many present, who had not been able, by their efforts, to hold the tormented person and restrain his convulsive movements, the priest, using exorcisms, and did all that he could to assuage the madness of the unfortunate man, but, though he took much pains, he could not prevail. When no hope appeared of easing him in his ravings, the abbess bethought herself of the dust, and immediately bade her handmaiden to go and fetch her the casket in which it was. As soon as she came with it, as she had been bidden, and was entering the hall of the house, in the inner part whereof the possessed person was writhing in torment, he suddenly became silent, and laid down his head as if he had been falling asleep, stretched out all his limbs to rest. Silence fell upon all, and intently they gazed, anxiously awaiting to see the end of the matter. And after about the space of an hour, the man that had been tormented sat up, and fetching a deep sigh, said, "Now I am whole, for I am restored to my senses." They earnestly inquired how that came to pass, and he answered, "As soon as that maiden drew near the hall of this house with the casket she brought, all the evil spirits that vexed me departed and left me, and were no more to be seen." Then the abbess gave him a little of that dust, and the priest, having prayed, he passed the night in great peace, nor was he, from that time forward, alarmed by night, or in any way troubled by his old enemy. End of chapter 11, The Ecclesiastical History of England by the Venerable Bede.